What do we mean by the revolution? The war? That was no part of the revolution. It was only an effect and consequence of it. The revolution was in the hearts and minds of the people, and this was effected from 1760 to 1775, in the course of 15 years, before a drop of blood was drawn. John Adams, Founding Father.
Where, then, did freedom's fire first burn in American hearts? Here, the old State House, the seat of British government in Massachusetts. It is February 1761. On the second floor, up there, five judges in white wigs preside over a bitter argument. The British government argues it is perfectly legal for tax collectors to search anyone's private property at any time, without even so much as a warrant.
It is the government's right to know precisely what every man possesses, so the crown might claim its rightful share.
Now, it's the opposition's turn. Arguing against the crown was the man who would die by lightning, Mr. James Otis. Otis rises now, like a flame of fire.
There are greater authorities than the King of England, gentlemen. Even he cannot flout the laws written in the heart of man by our Maker. Every man is his own sovereign, and no other creature on earth may challenge our right to our life, our liberty, or our property. A man's house is his castle, and if he is well behaved, then he must be as well protected as a prince. The freedom of our men and women must prevail, even if it costs the survival of our country.
Who had argued like this before? Who had stood and stared down the King of England? When he sat down, James Otis had spoken for more than 4 hours. 14 years later, shots were fired at Lexington. The revolution had begun. But in some ways, the revolution in American hearts had first found its voice here, in this building, when James Otis stood up there that day. Founding Father John Adams said,
"It was then and there that the child independence was born."
The old State House is now a museum, maintained by the Bostonian Society. It's open to the public, so go inside if you want to learn more.
On a less dramatic note, if you look down to the bottom of the old State House, right in front of the entrance to the T station at the bottom right, there's probably a guy with a cart and a red umbrella, Boston Nut Roasters. I highly recommend it, actually. Last summer, I was here with my wife and her aunt. We were walking by, and the sky just opened up. It started pouring rain. So we jumped under this guy's umbrella. We felt kind of bad taking up the space, so we bought some nuts from the guy. And it was very good. So I highly recommend.
When you're ready, turn right and cross Devonshire Street.